All right, it's 6:19 here on the Hardline. The concert calendar is coming up here in just a second, but it is Friday, and that means before we do the concert calendar, we have
Sturm Center.
It's brought to you by
Texas Live.
So, typically, I would let you do Sturm Center.
Thank you.
You know, it just kind of makes more sense to do it that way. But we've been having so much Friday fun that we need to continue this. Because yesterday we had on Duke Mannyweather.
Yes.
The offensive line guru who lives here, who's got big connections with all the Cowboy offensive linemen, past, present, and future.
Trains them.
Yeah, he does. He trains them. Mm-hmm. He's an awesome, awesome guest, and we've had him on before. But we had him on yesterday. And I didn't notice this at the time, but guess who did?
Oh, those idiots.
Yeah.
All three of them.
Yeah. Those guys in there noticed pretty quickly.
Team of idiots.
That we were witnessing history, or at least very close to it. Now.
Not even close.
The longest recorded question that we have on file from Bob Sturm. Ham, help me out here. Is about a minute 30 plus.
It's like 1:34.
No. We've cleared 2 minutes. All right, before I file a formal protest.
Go on.
We've cleared 2 minutes before.
Are you sure?
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, you have evidence of this?
I'll look for it.
Well, no, I don't collect them. I've experienced them.
Oh, that was a good one, Bob. I'm going to put that one down.
I've experienced them. But in 98% of the cases, it's not a question. It is a conversation that ends in a question. And I've protested this the whole time. And my way of protesting is I ain't ever going to change it. People are like, why do you keep doing it? Because it's not a 1 minute and 30 second question. It's a conversation
that no one else on the radio has with these people.
Well, no, you're setting up something a little bit more complex. It is an offensive line guy, and we're talking about something. And as opposed to firing off a question as fast as you can, although I haven't reviewed this one.
What's up with the offensive line? That's a quick one.
Yeah, and that's horrible radio, and I refuse to take part in it.
Okay, well, at least he's not defensive about it, so let's get to this.
I'm not defensive about it because it's not a... this one may be. Maybe we have found the first long question, but most of them are mislabeled, in my opinion.
Okay, so here we go. Here is Bob. We can start the countdown clock here and see how long this one actually took.
It's a good year to need offensive linemen, specifically tackle center.
This is Duke Mannyweather, founder of Masterminds, and if you are curious what Masterminds is, certainly look it up. There's plenty of content out there. He works with offensive linemen both at the pro and college level, probably Buzz. High school for all I know, but he's getting... Is this a question? This is expository, right?
It's the setup. It's all part of it.
But it's not.
Well, as long as you keep talking, though, it counts.
This is my protest. This is not a question. Everybody knows it's not. It's a reset.
Let's go on.
Okay. In another stable ready for this draft, he works with all sorts of NFL guys and of course with the big masterminds get together every July. It's the who's who at the position. Let me circle back, Duke, to Tyler. And we've talked about him over the years, and I certainly learned a lot about the evaluation process during his draft, somewhat comically. And you know, I mean, the tape I was looking at, he was a tackle, and I was underwhelmed, and then he became instantly a power at guard, and he was a fine tackle at the NFL level. It's not like he can't do it. It's just I just think the difference between guard and tackle for him is a little bit of a different level. I agree with your thoughts on him, maybe from a slightly different perspective of just I can't get over what moving over 2 feet or 3 feet means with the guys you're trying to block. You mentioned Dexter Lawrence, who probably goes 340, and then you got Micah Parsons, who's like 240. And if you're a tackle, you're dealing with the 240. And you know, I mean, it's just it doesn't seem like that big a deal, but it's a massive deal, Duke.
Well, as I like to describe it,
a single question in there.
That wasn't
is a conversation.
Even a question.
No, it's a conversation. It's two guys exchanging ideas, and there's not a question in there. So the idea that it's a super long question requires a question.
I like the moments.
He tried to get a word in edgewise like four times.
Right. He's like, so, with it. But you kept the wheel going.
Yes. And the reason it was necessary is because Duke originally was on the show because he had a major issue with my thoughts on Tyler Smith. And so we were resetting that to bring the listeners into the conversation. Look, it's my brand.
It took you 10 seconds to say that there, though. Why did it take a minute at 40 to do it that time?
I don't know, Deej. Why don't you do it? You're pretty good at this.
Was that the official time, a minute 40?
Yeah, 141.1.
Okay. It's mislabeled. You can say the guy talks a long time. He's verbose. And guilty as charged. Nobody dribbles the ball more than I do. I get it. But that was not a long question. Okay. I totally reject the premise.
It's in the conversation, though. So let's listen to a question that was issued to Tim Cato.
Yeah, and even with Bob's parameters, I'm not sure this is a question either.
Okay.
But he goes on for a while.
It's like they're having a conversation on a talk.
It's all over the place.
This is the record.
Is this the one that was put on a T-shirt?
I think so.
I don't think so. I think that was with George.
Okay.
As I recall, but
all right.
I don't know.
Well, let's see how long Bob went with Tim Cato.
This is Tim Cato with us here, and very, very well done piece today that we're talking about. So there is the one thing that sticks in my head that I just wanted to ask you about while you're on with us, and I wouldn't call it a pointed question at all, but it is one that I am curious about. There's no question that this guy got under Luka's skin a few times and other people in the organization. Fine. There's also no question that the entire NBA feeds off the fact that there are a few assets in this league that are at franchises. And the number one goal of the other franchises is to dislodge him and get them to theirs. Is it a stretch to connect the two? Not saying you did, you know, at least as an airtight case. But there are people everywhere that are annoying that you would probably like to dismiss. But I don't know if that would motivate you. Changing your place of work if you are the centerpiece of the entire business. So I don't want to get too hokey here, but that got me thinking about World War II and even the Kennesaw Mountain Landis Franklin Roosevelt letter, the famous conversation about should we be playing and during a national catastrophe or that's not the right word, but a certainly a world war. Is right up there with just about anything that could derail the importance of sports in our life. And yet at the time, there was a feeling like the country needs an escape and that sort of thing. And I know it's not like for like in any way, shape, or form because it's a virus. But I did get thinking about that, and I don't even know what my general point or question is on that, except has that crossed your mind at all that baseball played through a world war? For better or for worse, and there might be something to that in terms of what we do here every day, in terms of just getting everyone's mind somewhere else during a. Let me circle back to Tyler. We've talked about him over the years, and I certainly learned a lot. You don't about have to edit them; they're long enough. During his draft, somewhat comically, and I mean, the tape I was looking at, he was a tackle. And I was underwhelmed, and then he became instantly a power at guard, and he was a fine tackle at the NFL level. It's not like he can't do it. It's just I just think the difference, and if you're a tackle, you're dealing with the 240. And you know, I mean, it's just it. I guess I'm trying to work through that, Tim. Does that make any sense?
Oh, it makes sense as a very classic Bob Sturm question.
Unbelievable.
Don't ever change, Bob.
How did you work Kennesaw Mountain Landis in there?
I did it.
World War II.
Those were three different cuts, and he knows it. He's an idiot.
It did sound very funny, the transition from Luca.
Made me think about World War II.
Who was that with? That was like Grant Boone, right?
It's Dave Raymond.
Oh, Dave Raymond. Okay, that's right.
Oh, God.
Anyway,
what was the Tim Cato one about?
I have no idea.
Who is Luka mad at?
We don't know. We're not real sure.
It's like, this is your life.
Whew. All right. Well, there you go.
Sturm Center.
I don't know if you want to add anything to that.
No, not really. I mean, the premise is the premise. He talks a lot. Guilty as charged. You guys got a real talker for your talk show.
Oh, God.
That got me thinking about World War II and even the Kennesaw Mountain Landis, Franklin Roosevelt.
That's the best. That is the best.